In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello, people. Before we get started for our Sunday special, we are doing a live virtual You Up podcast this Thursday night. Assemble the group chat. Get the Quarren squad together. We're doing dating app makeovers. We're doing deal reveals. We're taking audience questions. This is the perfect opportunity to have a fun night with your friends from the couch in a socially distant space that is your home. So go to betches.co/UUP live. That's betches.co/UUP live to get your tickets, get the crew together. We're going to have a blast. One more announcement before we get started. I'm going to be in Portland, Oregon this weekend. I had a last minute booking, so I'll be doing shows all weekend long. If you want to get the Quarren squad together, get the group chat, assemble the crew, go to my website, jaredfried.com, for tickets. Again, Portland, Oregon this weekend. A last second booking. I'll be doing stand-up. Going to be a lot of fun. Come on out for some socially distanced fun. jaredfried.com, jaredfried.com, Portland, Oregon. Enjoy today's show.
Hello and welcome to the You Up Podcast Sunday Special. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. Jordana, love this Sunday special that we're doing. It is every Sunday. Bonus, bonus, bonus. Let a friend, let a coworker, let a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, let them know, people. Keep sharing it out. Keep telling friends. Listen, I think a Sunday podcast is great because it's a good way to kind of ease yourself out of the weekend. Get away from your own brain that's just kind of like soaked in anxiety and booze, right?
Exactly. And, you know, this is a little bit shorter than our normal episodes. So it's a little nice little Sunday treat for you.
Yeah. Let's give them the treat. What are we talking about?
Hi, J&J. So I started talking to someone the week before quarantine hit. We exchanged numbers and he texted me once things started opening up again a few months later to grab dinner and drinks. We had a great time. We proceeded to hang out the next day with some friends at an ice house, and things seemed to be fine. We went on about 3 more dates as Texas shut back down, so they were just cooking/rooftop dates at our apartments with the usual sleepover. I realized we may have moved fast due to quarantine, but I thought we were getting along well. He went to the lake with some friends 4th of July weekend. I know Jared says beware of the boys' trips, but I thought we're in quarantine. What could he possibly do?
Well, I said beware of trips.
Trips.
Not just boys' trips. I say beware
of all trips.
All trips. Beware.
Don't let them go on any trips.
Don't. Anyone. Guy, girl, anyone.
They want to go away with their grandma?
No. Fuck Nana.
So he went to the lake with some friends 4th of July weekend, but I thought we're in quarantine. What could he possibly do? The following week, we had this text exchange to try to make plans, and I thought he rescheduled the date pretty reasonably because he was moving, but then I got ghosted. I tried to follow up a week later after he said he was busy and no response. So should we read the text and then I'll finish the email?
Yeah, let's read the text. She did put, I thought he quote unquote rescheduled that the date pretty reasonably. Let's read this. You ready?
All right. So I'll be her and you be him.
Perfect.
Ha! This is on July 6th. Haha, well, you know I'll be busy packing. Let me know if you need any help. I can bring some sushi for dinner or if you want to do something this weekend once you're finished.
Thank you. This is the next morning.
He responds the next day, 12 hours
the next morning. That was her text at night and then the next day in the morning. Thank you. I have a moving company coming in this weekend, so they'll take the bulk of my stuff. That's good, too, because I'll be working late nights this week. And my parents are coming in this weekend, so everything is kind of hectic. Could we postpone until things are a bit more calm? LOL.
And then she says that afternoon, totally understandable. Just let me know once you've settled in. He read that.
Yeah, he read.
And then on the 14th, a week later, she said, "How'd the move go?" And then he didn't answer. And then 2 days after that, she said, "Yo, you good?" And it says just delivered. He didn't read it.
Yeah, the "yo, you good" LOL, man, that is like sends a shiver down a lot of people's spines.
That's the thing, right? That is she is not LOLing.
No, she might have written LOL, but there is no laughing.
She's like
going
the farthest thing from LOL.
"Yo, you good?" Like a week and a half later. Yeah, that's not a ghost. Yeah.
That's a real ghosting, in my
opinion.
That's
a ghosting. Yeah, they've had sex. They've gotten together. They're talking about moving. Right. She's trying to help and bring over sushi to do moving over candlelight. Like they're fucking 8 years in.
I appreciate her getting the real ghost because, like, some people interpret if she had just stopped after, "Let me know once you've settled in" as ghosting. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's ghosting.
I agree with you.
This is ghosting.
You have to get ghosted. And she has gotten ghosted.
It's an active pursuit.
Yeah. you're going to turn into a Ghostbuster. Yeah.
So she says, "At first I thought, could this guy have contracted the virus? Maybe that's why he wasn't responding. Checked his Venmo and nope, he just recently went golfing with some friends." I love this because
the Venmo check.
I definitely have done the Venmo check. And it seems crazy as I read it, someone else doing it, but like I've done it.
It doesn't sound, let me just defend, you know, the word crazy. It doesn't sound crazy, but it is a little bit, it's funny because it kind of feels like you're like in your house peering out the window and this guy is actively ignoring you. And then every time you look out the window, he's doing more and more fun shit. Like he's out on the golf course. He's having drinks. He's on other dates. And you're like, maybe he's dead. No, he's playing golf. Like
it's funny. I've been listening to a lot of like true crime podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like, there's sort of a rush about like all the investigatory stuff in there. And this sort of gives you a chance to do it on like a very small scale that doesn't matter to anyone but you. But like, you do kind of feel like this gotcha sense of like, there is like a little bit, I think women love true crime. And I think this sort of like plays into that need to like, I'm investigating the situation. Like I checked the Venmo.
Well, it's also like, it's gotta be, again, going back to calling it crazy, it's got to make you feel less crazy. Like, you know, you go, "Hey, you good, bro?" And he doesn't answer. And then you see an exchange for golf happen with his buddy.
Right.
And you go, "Okay, that's what I need to know. I have been ghosted."
Right.
He has signed.
He does not have the virus.
He doesn't have the virus. He is doing fun things. Maybe it's time for me to move on and do fun things too, right?
Right. Yeah, there's no like excuses to be made for him. She goes, "I understand 3 to 4 dates is a normal time to get to know someone and figure out if you like them. I just thought after having sleepovers pretty regularly, he would have had the decency to give me the slow fade or tell me he's busy for the next month." He is also, so funny, the decency.
The decency, yeah. Like this.
String me along for a few more months.
I mean, to ghost me is one thing. Why don't you just say you want to hang out and never hang out and have me over to blow you once in a while until you fade away.
Like a normal person.
Yeah. Like, come on. Act like a man. Let me live in the delusion for a month or 2 months. Let me wait 2 months of my life.
It's so funny just like that, like that's how low the bar is that she's like, he couldn't have had the decency to pretend he wanted to hang out and then never actually ask me to do anything.
The decency would have been totally understandable. Just let me know once you've settled in. The decency would have been a week later. How'd the move go? "Hey, I've settled in and I've realized that this place is pretty good without you."
Like, nicer terms than that.
That's, you know, that's the decency.
That's the real decency, is to tell us to communicate how you're feeling. She goes,
He also has read receipts
which say that he has yet to read my message, but would a guy actually turn them off? That seems like a lot of effort.
No, that's no effort. That's literally no effort at all. If you go to the info part of a texting exchange, you can turn them off with one touch of your finger. You can turn them on and off. So no, that's not effort. That's
effort, right.
It's actually more effort to turn the read receipts on and say to you, I've read these, and have you, instead of you going to see the golf Venmo exchange.
Right. That seems like a lot of effort rather than just leaving me on read or telling me he's not interested. What gives? Do you guys have any insight into what's going on? Would appreciate any insight into why ghosting is still a thing in 2020.
Well, I mean, can I start with why is ghosting still a thing?
Sure.
Ghosting is still a thing because people are naturally a wuss. People are naturally afraid of confrontation. And you guys met through a dating app. So there's no real social embarrassment of just disappearing from your life. If you're on a dating app, you should assume ghosting is a possibility more than meeting through friends, meeting through coworkers, meeting through a family member.
Right, which doesn't make it right.
Doesn't make it right. I'm just saying, you know, any insight why ghosting is still a thing. Ghosting's still a thing because meeting people out of the blue is more of a thing, and avoiding confrontation is a human thing.
Right, and that is a timeless thing. So if we're talking about 2020, that has existed for thousand millennia and will continue to exist. It's not going anywhere.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow, so I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair, and I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love these products. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP.
It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters, they got jackets, they got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself. Quince. Not just the socks, though. They got everything. 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. Organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but I recently came across Allo Moves, and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset, and all of the things that Allo Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. And I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Ello Moves. From beginner to advanced, Ello Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Ello Moves. Go to ellomoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's ellomoves.com, code UUP. ellomoves.com, code UUP.
It's funny because I remember I was watching a Dr. Ruth documentary like about her life, who's like the sex therapist, and like she was on some, I think I mentioned this, she was on like some kibbutz in Israel, and she was like with this guy that she was like sleeping with. And then he just like bounced, like he just never, he like left.
Sure.
And he just like didn't tell her, and she never saw him again. And I'm like, she got ghosted as like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's always existed. It's just, you had to physically leave.
The real difference in, is that, you know, Dr. Ruth, the kibbutz thing makes sense to the non-Jews out there. How would you describe a kibbutz?
It's sort of like a mini little like communist community in Israel where people like farm the land together and then like share everything. It was like bigger, I think, in like probably like the 50s, 70s, something like that.
I think my mom spent some time on a kibbutz once way back when.
It's like a little hippie-ish.
It's a little hippie-ish. I'm sure we'll get DMs that tell us that, you know, some horrible, mean email we'll get about this. But it is, again, the kibbutz thing is the difference between 2020 and 1990 is that you meet way more people in 2020 out of nowhere than you did in 1990. You have a tool in your hand, a dating app, that allows you to meet people that you have no connection to whatsoever. So because of that, more ghosting happens because there's no one there to look at them and go, what the fuck is wrong with you? You had three sleepovers with her. Tell her you don't want to see her anymore.
Right.
Like, yeah, she writes this into the You Up podcast, and he's nameless, faceless, asshole, douche bro. Like, no, it's no shit on him. It's not like we're putting up his picture being like, this is a ghoster.
Beware.
Beware, yeah.
Right.
Do we have any insight? I have one additional insight that I think is important.
Let's hear it.
There's a part in this text exchange that I kind of know well. And here's why he ghosted. In addition to him being a wuss and avoiding not confrontation.
Not mature enough to.
In addition to the human shit. Sometimes you'll be on like so many dates in, you've had sex, you're at this point. And then a lot of times, as I don't know if this happens to women, but this happens to guys, I think, where the woman will start trying to do girlfriend stuff for you that you know is an admission that she is farther along in this than you are.
She offered to help him pack.
Yeah, just the ideas of, haha, well, I know you'll be busy packing. Let me know if you need any help. I'm not going to have girl I'm fucking help me with anything.
Okay. Like, God forbid she get the wrong idea.
Well, wouldn't you?
I guess.
If you were like, and I helped you pack. Like, it feels like it's a, like, that's the thing that would get used against you as far as you showing that you wanted more, that your actions are like, so like if I've had this happen to me where I'm like hooking up with someone and she's like, and she, I get this text where it's, I can bring some sushi for dinner. And if you want to do something this weekend, once you finish, like if we did sushi for dinner and you helped me pack, and then you are my girlfriend. That is a physical admission. And I know how that's being told to the friends. Ugh, it's going so great with Jared. I actually went over and we did sushi like on the floor with chopsticks, and we looked like, you know, like you're basically signing up for the scene in the rom-com. And a lot of guys get painted the picture of the rom-com scene and they go, time to go. And this is when he packed his bags from the relationship.
Right.
Not just, not just this apartment, but go ahead.
I'm also wary of anyone who gives you more than one excuse. Like in any scenario where he's like, I'm moving company this week and they'll take the stuff. Also, I'll be working late nights and my parents are coming in this weekend.
Yeah.
So like, it's like you were literally compiling like a list.
Well, it's the excuse bomb. It's like, look at all these things. Like she even says, she said that this is and we talked about this before. I thought he rescheduled the date pretty reasonably. It's only reasonable because of all the things he said at you. This is the equivalent of like throwing, you know, shit at someone, being like, get away. You know, you're like,
right, in case the first one hits, misses him, right?
Yeah.
Not leaving any room for like,
no.
He's actually, I feel like if you layer on the excuses, you're making sure someone can't poke a hole in them to be like, well, because he wasn't like, because I guess clearly he said he was packing and she was like, oh, great, I'll help you.
No.
Not only am I packing, but also like I'll be working a lot. And my parents are coming over.
I got a lot of work. My parents are coming over. There's a virus and there's a pandemic. And I've actually started a pen pal program with a kid from Africa. And he might come to visit. I'm not sure yet. Plus the fact that like my feet kind of hurt and I worked out today and I'm trying to eat healthy. And I don't know what tomorrow brings. And maybe the world ends tomorrow. So I want to get one more night with my parents. Can you still hang another time? You know what I mean? Like, okay, I'll get the fuck away.
That to me was a red flag because like,
yeah, I'm with you.
If it's an excuse, if it's a real excuse, it's one excuse.
Well, yeah. And also you're right. That's a totally great point. And it comes right after her being like, I'll help pack.
We'll figure out a way for me to like to see each other.
Yeah. She's kind of in this boat of like, whatever happens, we're in this together. And he's like, no, we're fucking not.
Right. And I have to say, it sucks to be ghosted, but I think the alternative, which she thinks is the better option, is not the better option. And this guy has done her a favor by revealing himself to be what he is sooner rather than later. And at least now she can say, okay, this is done.
Yeah,
I'm moving on.
He's not out golfing.
The more annoying thing is when someone wastes your time over a longer period of time by like dangling this like hangout that they never actually comes to fruition.
And I'm sure she's saying that with tongue in cheek, but you know, that's the reason we made fun of it. Like the you know, first place is, hey, I've enjoyed time with you, but I don't see this being more of a relationship and I think we should stop talking. Second place is kind of this, I guess. And way down the list is, you know, 6 months of like a hangout's coming, but you can blow me.
Right. Anything someone does to like waste your time less to me is like a good thing, even if it hurts more in the beginning. It's like at least you're like, you can deal with it, feel shitty about it, and then move on.
I agree. I think we did it. We've solved the world's dating problems once again. This is our Sunday special. We're doing bonuses every Sunday. We're always going to do something a little different, a little fun. This is called a deal reveal. If you have some ideas, please send them in of things that you'd like to hear on a Sunday special. This is where we're going to paint outside the lines, get a little artistic. So we do have ideas. We don't need your ideas. I'm not asking you to fucking produce the show. But it is if you have some thoughts and things we could do during this segment, we'd love to hear them.
Yeah, we've already gotten some emails from people who have, you know, a lot of ideas. So
I love idea people. And
exactly.
That's it for us. Jordana, great to be here with you. We'll be back next episode.
As always, bye. You Up is hosted by Jared Fried.
And Jordana Abraham. Our editor is Sean Kilby.
Social media by Dana Samuel. Artwork by Brittany Levine.
Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow us at You Up Pod on Instagram and email your questions to UUP@Betches.com.
Betches.